I just wasted 10 seconds of your life. Hi, this is Recon with the second episode of the podcast. We have two guest hosts tonight, SOG the Reaper and All for Jesus. You guys want to introduce yourself?
Yes, totally, 100%. Because I am SOG the Reaper, and I like pie, and I can't think of anything else to say except for that I know what I'm doing, guys.
All right.
Oh, that was interesting.
All for Jesus. I guess you're next.
Hey, how's it going? All for Jesus. Daniel. Or whatever. Yeah. And... yeah. That's great, isn't it?
That was the best... intro.
I don't know what I'm doing, guys.
Okay, well, let's, my name is SOG Godspeed, and I'm here again, the best host in the world. So
I'm the best show in the world.
Brian, no one said you could talk, so.
Alright, we have a lot to talk about today. We have a few things that we can talk about, like the new map packs for Call of Duty World at War.
Yeah.
The zombie mode for Call of Duty World at War and lots more. So, yeah. Alright. Let's get started with the games we played this week.
Alright.
Alright. So, go ahead, Reaper.
Well, unfortunately, I have not recently played any video games due to the fact that I'm not playing video games that much anymore. But the last games I played were Gears of War 2, Halo 3, and Alien Hominid.
Alright, go ahead.
Wait, that game is really fun, but it hurt my thumbs.
I know, it's crazy. It hurts.
What game? Alien Hominid?
I cry when I play it.
Yeah.
It's so insanely hard.
I know.
I don't think
it's... I guess we are talking about...
I can't even, beat it on the thumbsucker difficulty.
Okay, it's all for Jesus' turn.
Alright,
yeah.
I played some COD 4, and the new zombie map for World at War, and some Shadowrun, and that was basically it.
Really? You play Shadowrun?
Yes, wow. I played Shadowrun.
You gotta tell me when you play that, because I love that game.
Well, we should play some later after this podcast.
Alright, now I'm gonna play some Tiger Woods.
Wow, noob.
Huh.
Alright, I played some Call of Duty World at War, and some zombie mode, and some Peggle, again, because that one I had to play a little bit of. I played a little bit of Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. I played some N+.
That game's awesome.
And Jay, you have no life. You played, 20 games.
And that's about it. So... yeah, that's the games I played this week, and...
okay. Alright, my turn. Okay, so I got some, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2010 going on. Amazing game. But I used the custom game face to make my own guy, and there was no lighting, lighting on my face in the room. So, when I made the person, the game was like, oh, we're going to put our own light on his face. Ha! And I looked like a freaking zombie. And my hair was orange and it's blonde.
Wow.
Anyways.
Wow.
And I also played the new maps. But I'm going to tell how good I did when we get to that section. I got a Game Boy Advanced and Sega Genesis emulator on my iPod Touch.
That's awesome.
I know, dude. Isn't it fun being illegal? Anyways. And I played some Guitar Hero Metallica, and I got 800,000 by myself on a song. So,
which song?
Merciful Fate.
Oh, that's a good song.
It is.
Good band, too.
No, it isn't. But...
well, you know, they're pretty good.
They're decent. But, okay, well, I guess that's all I played. I played some Peggle, too, but that's not really important anymore.
Peggle's amazing. What do you don't diss Peggle.
I have it on my iPod Touch, DS, and Xbox Arcade.
Well, you know what? I don't care. Don't diss Peggle. I will beat you.
At right. Peggle.
I'm so much bigger than you, I will kill you.
Sure.
Oh, you made a Peggle? Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll kill you in real life, too, because you're not.
Hey, maybe Alfred's going to have to write dirty on our next podcast.
What?
I know. But we're talking about illegally downloading stuff to our iPod and, you know.
Okay, so besides Modern Warfare 2 and Halo ODST, what other games are you guys looking for? Like maybe Left 4 Dead or some...
Crackdown 2.
Any of those games. Yeah. Anybody looking forward to Metal Gear Solid Rising?
Yep.
No, because it has Raiden, and Raiden sucks.
Wow, okay, well.
I'm just
happy about it, is because PlayStation only had, like... Wow, my voice just cracked really bad. Anyway.
That's what happens at a certain time in your life, Taylor.
Anyways, PlayStation has, like, two good sellers, or three, or four, whatever it is. And Metal Gear Solid is one of them, and that Japanese guy just handed it over to Microsoft now. What's gonna happen? Nobody knows.
And, I mean, you know, I think that it's a really good idea. I think that if they, I mean, you know, I'm not sure. Like, I like Snake's storyline. I don't know how they're going to...
He's done. Did you play the third one, or the fourth one, or whatever it is on PS3?
No, don't tell me anything.
I won't. But,
okay, yep. So, go ahead. Sorry.
Looking forward to BioShock 2 a lot.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, BioShock 2. I've loved playing BioShock 1. It was by far one of the best single player games, and now that they're incorporating multiplayer into it, that's just gonna blow my mind. I'll have to, you know,
blow my mind. That.
Okay.
Also, Left 4 Dead 2, which is gonna be awesome.
One we haven't heard from. You know, well, before.
You know what?
Anyway, getting back to.
I'm looking forward to maybe the Beatles Rock Man, I'm not sure.
I can't stand the Beatles.
I never heard any of their songs. Like,
the
like
Beatles
14.
Rock Band is going to suck just as bad as Rock Band Legos.
I'm looking forward to Rock Band Unplugged. It's going to be amazing.
What is it?
Rock Band Unplugged for the PSP.
Yeah, that one was fun. I played the demo yesterday.
I saw it at Walmart today.
Yeah, I played the demo. It looks freaking amazing.
No, it definitely doesn't.
My dad has a PSP. I might have to rent it and play it on his PSP.
I have one too, so I'll tell you if it's good.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Let's talk about PSP to go, how much of a ripoff it is.
I don't know. I haven't heard about that. Was that from E3?
Yeah, it's like the second PSP. Like, it's the same thing as the regular one kind of thing? Yeah, but it's a lot skinnier, but it flips up, and there's only one joystick still, and that's what everybody's mad about.
Wow, yeah, that's what everybody's mad about on the PSP. I would think they would learn. Did you know you can
buy a second joystick thing, right, and put it on your little thingamajigger?
No, I didn't.
That's not a ripoff. I mean... Something they could totally install really, really easily on the PSP.
I know, like, you know the little circle thing you try to move around with on the PSP?
Yeah.
Like, you can take that off, you know, and put a thumbstick on.
Oh, well.
Alright, all four. games you're looking forward to.
Oh, wait, he can't hear us.
Yeah. Silly all four and his sucky internet.
Okay, alright, well, since all four
we'll
came
come back
here,
to him.
we'll do something else. Okay, anybody looking forward to any arcade games coming soon? Like, I've heard a lot about Plants vs. Zombies. I don't know if this
is... not already out, though. I swear, that's what Early says.
No, it's on Steam.
Oh. I hear that is gonna be awesome.
But,
Early
yeah, so...
answer anyone, anytime,
So, what is... Plants vs. Zombies.
Don't quote me on this, but it was something like a. No,
okay, that's enough. I will explain Plants vs. Zombies.
Get out of here, Erlu!
No, we're not.
Look, we have an unexpected person guest host in our show.
Yeah, unexpected. I will defend the honor and the glory that is Plants vs. Zombies.
Alright, go ahead, since all four really can't do anything.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It is by far the best tower defense game I've ever played. It's not...
it's like a tower defense game?
It's an action tower defense game. It's not exactly classic TD.
Yeah.
You're like, the way it works is instead of having a row of enemies going in between your towers that and you make the path kind of thing.
Yeah.
Plants vs. Zombies, there are five rows.
Whoa.
That zombies can walk across. And your towers, your plants, can only shoot in one row. So wow. It's a lot different strategy is used in compared to normal TD, where it's like you want to make sure your tower can cover as many points as long as possible, you know.
I also heard one arcade game that's already out but is really good is
Peggle.
Cell Factor.
Yeah. Everyone be quiet for like half a second. All four is going to edit this.
Yeah, you know, like if Daniel could actually talk right now, he could tell us about it. You know, he said I haven't seen him play it a lot lately,
Okay, so I heard that it was good. I actually got to play it a little bit. Have any of you guys played Unreal Tournament 3?
Yes,
I have.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but a little. It's made by Unreal, which is kind of
unreal
a coincidence. But it's kind of like that, but it's a little bit cheaper. It looks like it could have made it to maybe an Xbox game disc, but it just missed out on it, you know?
Probably.
But anyway, so, is that it with games, arcade games you're looking forward to?
Well, I don't know. I don't really follow arcade games that much, but, you know. What the heck?
That's Erlu's baby.
I don't think Erlu has a baby.
All right, he has guys can have babies.
He has a little brother, little sister.
Still, I don't. Erlu, can you have babies? I think you have both. I know. It's okay, Erlu. We understand.
All right. Okay. So we also have a couple more things to talk about.
Oh wait! I have one that I want to talk about.
All right. Go ahead.
What do you guys think about Perfect Dark Zero?
Oh.
I
don't know. Perfect Dark Zero wasn't good to me, but I heard that Perfect
Dark,
the first game,
Perfect Dark Zero was amazing.
I heard that Perfect Dark, like the one that was out on the PS1, is coming out to arcade.
It was on the N64,
yeah.
Dude.
Catch up. Yeah, Erlu, get out of here!
I will not. I will not let you guys make fools of yourselves.
Oh, well, I liked Perfect Dark Zero. It was really good.
Perfect Dark Zero is amazing.
I liked the Perfect
like
Dark
Eye, but it's N64. Not.
Erlu, you might as well stay here, because Alpha is not even
here.
Here.
But I may not talk much.
Alright.
Wait. Has anyone played, Flock? That arcade game?
Yeah, I got that one.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's lots of fun.
I said no. I heard about it. I just never played it.
Yeah, like, it had a lot of hype, and then it all drowned out right when it came out.
Yeah, I remember when what's it called? What was that game? Pirates versus Ninja Dodgeball was supposed to be really good.
Oh gosh,
that was terrible.
That was horrible.
Yeah, it's just I hate when people get all these games hyped up. Like,
yeah.
Like Shinobi just came out, that ninja game, and Sonic the Hedgehog 3 just came out. Like, oh my gosh.
What about Dash of Destruction?
That game was good.
That game was amazing. I love that game. I played that every time I can.
Jeez.
That was a 200 points done. That was all that was. It was 200 points done.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Thanks. Leave.
Well, it wasn't even fun. It wasn't even fun after 25 minutes. I even deleted off my hard drive.
I was probably gonna do that.
It's just 500 megabytes or so of nothing.
But anyway, so Reaper, when are you getting your Xbox back?
Well, I don't know. Since life has been, you know, really normal and kind of actually getting better since I've stopped playing Xbox, it may be not coming back. Because I actually have a life now, and it's crazy.
Isn't it fun having a life?
I know! It's awesome!
Like, it's so fun. Like, everybody always says that I don't have a life, but I play golf for 7 hours a day, and I play the guitar, and I do everything else, and I go to movies and everything. It's like, will you just shut up? What?
Aren't you just the Mr. Multitasker?
I am, man. The golf this morning was hard. I got the 7 and played to like 11. It was hard, I tell you what.
Alright, that's all we're going to talk about with arcade games. I guess we will talk about our next subject, or segment, or whatever you want to call it. So far, out of everybody who's in the show, what is your favorite game of the year?
This year?
What? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard!
I mean, like, is it gonna be, like, future
it's
game of the year?
It's June!
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
It's 6 months, dude.
I know!
So far, what is your favorite game of this year?
Oh, so far, like, that came out this year?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to look that up really quick on Google. Xbox 360.
I didn't have a favorite game of this year. Well, that came out this year, that is. My favorite game of this year was Gears 2 because they fixed it. And then it became fun again.
It still has lag. And it's still unbalanced. But yeah, they fixed some problems with it.
I don't think it's unbalanced at all. I think it's
For Wingman, if you spawn in the middle of certain maps, you're dead, you know?
Yeah.
Because everybody's looking at you and you're like, exactly. Oh my god,
that's
you die.
The only thing I really didn't like is that the bots in that game were so, I don't know, amazing.
Like,
they
just, like,
no, the bots in Shadowrun are amazing.
No, like,
I've heard a lot of rumors about this one. What about Prototype?
They had a bunch of advertisements for that on YouTube.
It looks really good. I'm going to probably get it in the mail tomorrow from that contest that I won, you know?
Yeah. So.
I'll
tell you if it's good, but... No, my favorite game so far this year...
Didn't RE5 come out this year?
My favorite game is probably
That was a great game.
Yeah, Resident Evil 5 was really good.
Halo Wars is probably my favorite out this year.
See, there's a lot of games for the 6 months right now.
Bionic Commando was really good. I don't care what anyone says. Bionic Commando was really good.
Red Guerrilla, or whatever the game was called, come out this year.
Red Faction Guerrilla?
Yeah, that game.
I haven't played that yet, but I heard it's really, really, really good.
I see everybody on the multiplayer on the time, so,
Hey, The Last Remnant, did that come out this year?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll just say if it did, it's good then.
Oh my gosh. He just wrote that.
Who? What?
Reaper.
Yeah, what about it?
It's hilarious.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's all.
Awkward.
What other games are coming out this year that's supposed to be good besides the one we've talked about?
Halo ODST.
You already talked about that.
I have heard that Madden 10 is supposed to be really good this year. With the co-op, you can play...
The online co-op, yeah.
Yeah,
online co-op. I heard that was going to be good.
Is there some particular reason that the Madden games are a year off from what their names are?
Because they
use a season of the year before.
Why
like,
is that?
Yeah.
You know? Why don't they call
like how cars are always 1 year ahead.
Start in, you know?
Because they, hold on, I'm trying to think of this the best way. You're saying, like, why don't they pick the season that's upcoming instead of last season?
Yeah. Well, while you ponder that, I was going to say a game that people should be looking forward to is I Am Alive by Ubisoft.
Another game, Assassin's Creed 2.
Oh, yeah, definitely that game.
Has anyone said Modern Warfare 2 yet?
Well,
we said that last
Erlu, that's a no-brainer.
What about, you guys might not
at all
like Guitar Heroes, but they're making Guitar Hero Hits, which I heard was pretty good.
Greatest Hits, yeah, it has like 10 songs from every Guitar Hero game so far, I think, like something like that, so it should be good. I mean, I liked all the Guitar Heroes, especially Metallica.
Yeah, I wanted to get Metallica, it's just, it cost way too much money for me.
Yeah, my dad just bought it because he's like a guitar Metallica fan, you know, so he's like, I gotta buy this and sing it. I was like, alright.
See, I like Metallica, but they're just...
amazing?
I don't really like, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good. They have some really good stuff.
But, you know.
I'm kind of sort of looking at getting Guitar Hero DJ. Whatever it's called, Rock Band.
What a fruit. You're really going to get that? Are you serious? It looks
cool. I kind of like that kind of stuff.
It's like, yeah, guys, let's play a DJ game. Oh, yeah, I'm going to scratch this thing. Oh, yeah, scratch.
I'm looking forward to it. 14 Hero.
Shut up, Brian. Assassin's Creed 2, if they had online multiplayer, that'd be cool. Like co-op, you know?
If they had Oblivion,
at least they put in swimming this time. You gotta admit.
Oh,
at least they put in swimming. Yeah,
yeah, you know. Don't forget, Fallout 3, Game of the Year Edition, coming out this year.
Well, I've already got that game, so...
Yep, and well, in case you don't have it, you know.
Yeah. I have the game.
I'm really looking forward to Left 4 Dead 2. I mean, I watched the, teaser trailer for it, and the whole setting of it just looks amazing.
Did you see the 20,000 people that are boycotting it?
Why?
I don't know why. It's just makes me mad. Like over 20,000 people on Steam or something are boycotting it.
Why?
Is it because it's like New Orleans?
What did Valve do wrong? Valve is incredibly nice. They're like my favorite game.
I know. Besides Infinity Ward.
Publishers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like they actually they need to make
Half-Life 2 Episode 3. I mean, seriously.
No, they don't. Sorry, they need to make a second Portal because the ending of Portal is the best ending of any game of all time.
But it's an ending. It ends.
I don't care.
Well, it didn't. It technically it didn't end. It just
What about Halo 4? They need to
Halo Reach. You mean?
No, oh Halo 4.
There is like, no Halo 4.
See, the Halo Reach is Halo 1 half.
The trilogy of Halo is done.
Yeah.
Over with. Kaput.
You didn't hear about that, did you? The rumor that was... supposedly there was a rumor going around that 8-bit joystick might be making Halo 4.
Supposedly there was a rumor.
Supposedly there was a
that's like
rumor.
A
let's
rumor
put emphasis on the rumor here.
Rumor, Recon.
Well, you gotta look at rumors though. They're just the same as not.
I know, but I mean, Halo Reach. Whenever I watched that video,
that was cool.
Like goosebumps just like came on me. I'm like, he's like, we got Spartans on the ground and we're not going anywhere. I was like, oh my gosh.
I love the Halo story. I'm not a Halo fan. Anymore,
did you guys read the books?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't read them yet.
Yeah,
you need to pick them up.
I know.
They're really
good. Yeah, they are really good.
I got mine.
Really interesting perspective on the backstory and, like, what happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, isn't Halo Reach based off the book, pretty much?
Yes.
We don't really know, but everyone assumes that.
Wait, what did you say, Jake? I wasn't listening.
It's called Fall of Reach, so I'm guessing it has something
to do with... Yeah, Fall of Reach, yeah.
Halo Reach. I mean, that just sounds just a little bit like Fall of Reach.
Wait, what?
All right. Okay, we were going to get back Facebook and Twitter on Xbox Live.
I truthfully don't care. I can just go to Facebook on the computer.
Well,
I mean, unless they made like Mafia Wars or Mob Wars or something like that
for me to like, because I have only two computers and have a big family. So, making Facebook on Xbox is going to make it easier for me to where I can just check my Facebook Xbox.
Since you're as bad as anyone on Facebook, your name on Facebook is SLG Recon.
That's his fake account. I have his real account. I'm not gonna let you down, Jake.
His real account.
Well, I'm going to look you up right now, then.
Alright. So, yeah. So what do people think about the Facebook and Twitter? What do you guys think?
I personally think it's a good idea for those who, you know, want to be able to update whatever they want about gaming via the 360. So for people who like Twitter, they can, instead of updating, I'm eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, they can say, I just headshotted your mom, or whatever. It's a pretty good innovation, I guess, would be the way to put it. But I don't really care.
Well, you know, I think that... I think it'd be cool, like, what was I going to say, Twitter? Like, if you could just hit your dashboard button, your guide button, and there's a slide for Twitter, if you have it, like, download onto your Xbox, just go over to that slide, you know, put a status, get off of it, and it's done. Same thing for Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
Open your guide and go over to the slide, you know.
Yeah, but wouldn't that mean you just have to go out and invest in a little keyboard thingy for your...
Well, I already have one, so...
Well, yes, but for those who don't have it, it's really stupid because they'd have to spend 30 minutes typing in, "I just headshotted your mom."
It doesn't take that long to type. You're just really slow.
No, I'm saying for the average Joe, it would take a little... I'm not that fast with it, but I'm still faster than the average Joe.
The average... Who, Hikia?
Yeah, Hikia.
That's the average idiot.
It takes him, like, an hour to send a message, seriously.
Yeah, Hikia takes... He does, like on Xbox, like... I sent him a message like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he was like, "Nothing." Like, and it took him like 20 minutes.
If I said...
What I was fortunate with the Facebook thing is being able to watch videos off of Facebook, too. So I could sit there and all day long just listen to Arcadia sing "Down with the Sickness."
Dude, he's a fruit. That wasn't him.
That wasn't him?
No, it wasn't him.
There goes my hopes and dreams.
That was his friend. He's like... Did you see my post? I was like, "Oh, my ears are bleeding."
Yes, I'm looking at Facebook right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my computer, not my Xbox.
Which
I'm
is gonna be great.
Sure.
I don't really care about Twitter, but Facebook is amazing.
I care about Twitter. Maybe if they put it on the Xbox, I might actually use it more.
Yeah. See, what would be cool is if they innovated it so that you could post audio updates via your 360 to Facebook or Twitter. So instead of having to type it out, you could just literally talk via your mic and just update your Twitter or maybe a voice-to-text kind of app.
Well, you know, Microsoft might be able to do something like that. They've been working really hard on that kind of stuff with their Project Natal, whatever it is. Natal, that's it. Natal.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. We should talk to Microsoft about that.
Yeah, but anyway, all right. Okay, so now we talked about that. All right. Everybody knows that Modern Warfare 2 is coming out, and
it's gonna be amazing.
They saw the E3 game footage. What do you guys think about the real game footage with the...
What are we talking about?
Modern Warfare 2.
It looks like Modern Warfare, but nicer.
But better.
About it.
Yeah. He like he's riding on the snowmobile and he gets his Glock out and he's like, and like kills this guy and he puts it back in and he doesn't even reload it. He just pulls it out again. And he's like, it doesn't even reload it at all. I'm like, how does he do that? I don't know.
Well, it's an 18 shot clip. Maybe they just didn't fire enough bullets. I don't know. Or maybe they haven't put in the reload mechanic yet.
Yeah.
Or maybe Soap is right on the back of the snowmobile with you, and he reloads it for you.
That'd be cool if they did something like that.
That would be amazing.
So what is with everybody wanting Soap to be back? I mean...
Well, that's because Soap was awesome. He, like...
Soap was a survivor. He had to come back.
I noticed about Infinity War is that they like to name their main characters really random things, like Soap and Roach. What's next? Tea Kettle... Rope?
Wow, you're stupid.
Oh, wow, God.
Green door? I don't know.
No, listen.
Green door?
You guys are so dumb. Like, okay, after the level, the last level, right? You have Mile High Club. You play as Soap.
Yeah.
Once you beat that level and you rescue that guy, he gets promoted to Sergeant. And that's why he is Sergeant in the new one, because he got promoted from that mission, because he saved that guy.
Because it was so hard.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's so difficult. That's why.
That makes sense.
When that comes out and you find out why, I'll be right here. Yeah.
See, I owe an apology to everyone. I was always out there saying, Soap died. Apparently I'm wrong. And I wanted to apologize.
Apparently you were way wrong.
I know. Because... I mean, because they did the, fade into the light kind of thing for, what's-his-face, the American dude. And they did the same exact thing, and it just kind of seemed like he died because of that.
So the American died. He got hit by a nuclear bomb.
Listen. The American dude had, like, red around, like, when you're dying, like, red around the sides of the screens.
Yeah, that's not why.
Yes, he did. He had red.
It was the radiation hitting the sun. That's why it was all red around.
Yeah.
It was blood.
Anyway. I bet you right now that Imran Zakayev would be a supporter of the Takeout Last Stand from Call of Duty.
Well, listen, who?
Sorry, bad joke.
You guys have watched the video, right? Who's that black guy that pulls that gun from that guy and shoots those two guards? Who is that guy?
That's the new bad guy, isn't he?
No, he was like the bald black guy, not the...
Isn't that... He's not new. I remember seeing him somewhere in Modern Warfare.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, probably. Whatever happened to Nikolai? He was cool. The Russian dude.
Oh, well, Nikolai just got 60 years younger, and he's the new. He's the Russian guy in the new zombies.
yeah.
No.
Did they confirm?
Speaking of zombies, we should talk about that.
Yeah, I think that's actually what's next.
Let's talk about it.
No.
Okay.
Actually, it's the all around maps like Banzai, Corrosion, and
Subpins.
Of course, Reaper, you don't know anything about it, because
I'm just gonna be quiet and listen to you guys.
All right. Okay. So, out of me, Godspeed, and Erlu, what are your favorite maps? Godspeed, and Erlu.
Subpins, Corrosion, and Banzai.
Okay, what makes Subpins your favorite map?
I don't know, I just like the way it's played out. Like, Corrosion, you're like squashed in that little place, you know? But Subpins, you can kind of like camp, you know, and stuff, but I don't know. And Banzai is just stupid.
I like Subpins, Banzai, Corrosion.
Ooh.
I like Banzai, Subpins, Corrosion.
Ooh.
I have to admit what they said was right. Banzai was amazing, like how they made it. I mean, I like how it's like the underground, the waterfall, the bridge across, you know, you got all the buildings you can camp in. It's a very good sniper map. You got all of that. Subpins, for some reason, it reminds me of Wet Work.
What? What?
It reminds me of Wet Work.
You're dumb.
It reminds me of...
I liked Wet Work.
So did I, but it didn't remind me of Wet Work at all.
It doesn't remind me of Wet Work at all either. I really don't know why it reminds me
I don't
of
either.
It reminds me of Wet Work.
It does not make any sense.
Okay, well then... Banzai reminds me of Countdown, okay? If you're gonna say that, then...
I liked Countdown, thanks.
But Banzai doesn't have anything to do with Countdown.
And then Corrosion reminded me of, like, the outskirts of Roundhouse.
What?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, like, the other buildings around, like, the outside of Outskirts. So, I mean, that sounds reasonable, but...
And then, yeah,
which
so
is the best sniper map.
And then they also came out with the
best
new zombie
map. That's Banzai. Oh.
Yeah,
Banzai.
I'd probably like Banzai then.
No, you wouldn't.
I think you might.
You probably would. Hikia loves it.
I'd go Hikia on them, yeah.
Yeah, alright. So, and now we have a new zombie map with the new maps.
And the new achievement?
Shai no Numa. Yes, new 12, right?
Numa,
12 new achievements.
Numa. Oh, sorry.
All right. Okay. So, what do you guys think of that one compared to the other two zombie maps?
They're amazing.
And Erlu, since Reaper doesn't even know.
What am I doing?
What do you think? What do you think of the new zombie map?
Oh, I think it's equal with Verrucht. I wouldn't say it's better. It's because it's so different. It's hard to compare the two. You know.
I think it's really good.
Well, did they get rid of that stupid electrical fence thing that never worked?
No. Well, sort of. They've got... There's, like, a main building and then four perimeter buildings.
Yeah.
And two of the perimeter buildings have electrical fence, and the other two have other things.
No,
and
they all do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I know one of them.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
They do.
Have,
when you load it up, you see, like, it shows the map, and it has a lightning bolt on every single one of the buildings, and the floggers in the middle.
Huh, I never noticed that.
Yeah, and then don't
if
forget
you actually get to go outside this time.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
That's great. Thank goodness.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes, it's
the flogger is so sweet. It's like a spinning two spinning logs with spikes on them, and the zombies just go flying.
Yeah. But, so
1, 2, 3, 4.
And oh, the hellhounds.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, I hate those things.
What? The way there's a couple dead ends that they don't spawn in, and that's where you want to hide. Because then if everyone's hiding in this little dead end, they just come through a single file, and you can easily kill them. But they are creepy at first, especially if you get caught with the hellhounds coming at you from an odd angle, you are so dead.
Yeah, but Jake asked how many achievements there were. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 10 of them. I have them all already.
Oh, yeah, that's because you're Godspeed, though.
I know.
Dude. But, yeah, so, alright.
I mean, they're pretty easy to get. So, I mean, just camp in a corner with an MG42 and a Browning, and you're good to go. Oh, what about the Wonder Waffle?
Wonder Waffle.
It's not Wonder Waffle.
Yes,
it's Wonder Waffle.
No, it's Wonder Waffle.
There's no L.
No one cares. Godspeed, you be quiet, okay?
I just like being literal, okay?
The Wonder Waffle DG2.
Yep. It's
which is an electric, like,
you
shock.
You use it when there's a big group of them.
Yeah, if there's a big group of them, it's like a chain reaction. Exactly. It's like, pops all their heads off.
The last time I got Wonder Waffle, I had to go and do something, and Recon and Biggie, and I think it was IKEA couldn't protect me long enough.
I believe it.
For me to get back. I came back and I was down. Like,
I believe that. I mean, that's simple. That's easy to believe. So.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
And then you've got, instead of German zombies,
you've got the Japanese zombies.
And instead of just
Japanese weird zombies.
Instead of just weird Americans all around, you've got 4 main characters in the new zombie mode.
Yeah, we got the American, Dempsey, the Japanese guy, Takeo, the Russian, Nikolai, and the German guy, Reichtofer.
Nikolai is supposed to be Nikolai Tesla.
Reichtofer is funny. He's like a doctor, so he pops their head off. He's like, oh, the blood is so beautiful! It's great.
Yeah.
Oh my.
You gotta love the German guy. The American guy cusses like no.
Hello, he's funny.
Well, actually, I think the Russian guy does more.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
The Russian guy just talks about his vodka.
Yeah, whenever you get a max ammo, he's like, just what we needed was some vodka would be nice. Screw.
But anyway, all right. So okay, I think that's all we have for this week. Besides a little bit more. We have, okay, Reaper and Godspeed, you can do your shout-outs, and Erlu, you can do your shout-outts, too. Aww. So, let's get started. Go ahead, our guest host. Go ahead, Reaper.
All right, I guess shout-outs to all you guys for having me on. It was a great experience being my first podcast and such. Also, shout-outs to Arcadia, a.k.a. Preston Tucker on Facebook. He's my buddy, and he listens to great music. Also, shout out. Yeah, shut up. You suck. shout out to Be the Center on ACG, another friend of mine from Facebook. And, shout out to All Four because he lagged out, and that sucks to be him. And, yeah, that's all I can think of as of now.
Go ahead, Godspeed.
Probably just you guys, of course, because we do the podcast. But,
love you, Taylor.
Oh, anyways. I know, like, the person, people that I'm going to mention doesn't listen to our podcast, but, SOG Moody for, playing some Tiger Woods with me. I killed him. Well, I didn't kill him. I beat him by, like, one stroke because
I didn't know they had deaths in a golf game.
Shut up. I cheated and I bought a 300 Microsoft point costume that maxed all my stats out. So I still got all my achievements, so that's all I care about. But, yeah, and, I guess, like, Hakia and All for Jesus and stuff, because I played zombies with them and got to level 19, 500 kills, all that good stuff, you know. So.
Nice. Alright, go ahead, Erlu.
Alright, shout out to the game show cast.
And, who's that?
You know, James, Jeff, Drew, and Dan.
Drew.
I heard that show's getting pretty negative lately.
Really?
Yeah, I heard a lot of people don't like it anymore.
It last week was really good.
I haven't listened to 113 yet. I'm going to have to do that when we get down here.
I guess I'll also shout out to All Four because he did like out the poor guy.
And yeah. We love you, All Four.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
Get better internet connection.
All right, okay, so, yeah. Are you done, Erlu, or you want to keep going?
Yeah, I'm done.
Alright, I'm going to shout out to Trashcan.
Yeah, Trashcan.
I'm going to shout out to Garbage.
Wait, what?
Garjula?
Yeah.
Oh.
SOG the Big E. And All for Jesus, because he lagged out. And all the guest host and host and that one random guy who just starts talking for no reason in the middle of a podcast. that's my shout outs. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please come back next week. Don't think it was as bad as last week.
Definitely not. We were actually talking this week.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Okay, so, alright.
We should all sing this goodbye song.
Hey, don't forget the stuff that Alfer told you to say.
Oh, alright, yeah. If you have any comments on our show, or you want to leave any feedback, you can hit us up on our email at sogcast@gmail.com. If you want to look at our site, it's sonsofgodpodcast.com. Our Podomatic, sorry. if you want to go to our epic forums, fail. It's sogpodcast.myfastforums.org.
What are you doing?
So...
Wait, hey, Jake, we have a website?
Yeah, it's SOG. Wait. Wow.
Yeah, keep going.
It's sonsofgod.podomatic.com.
No, it's SOG pod. Oh, wait, that's the podcast thingy.
Wait, it brought me to Sean's podcast.
Okay. I have no. Okay, anyway, and then our forums are sogpodcast.myfastforums.org. So,
leave yeah. iTunes reviews.
We're not on iTunes, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's our avatar look like?
Don't have one.
We don't, yeah. Okay, and then, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Come back.
I enjoyed it.
Maybe not this. Yeah, come back next week.
And, no, wait, don't. Come back the week after.
Okay, come back the week after. And yeah. We'll have more in store for you. And so, I guess that's it.
Yep. Goodbye. All right.